Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deep behind enemy lines, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Jack Blood, once again filling in for Alex Jones. Today it is the 9th day of June, 2006. So glad you can join us today, folks. Alex Jones is, of course, if you haven't heard, if you've been, again, living in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan, even there I think you would probably get some news. Even there you might know that Alex Jones is covering the Bilderberg Conference in Canada. It's been quite an ordeal, but of course those guys are really get there chasing the story down. And Alex Jones will be calling in sometime today to give us more updates on what he's finding out up there. A lot of news and information. Some of it you might have heard on Coast to Coast last night. Alex did a fantastic job with George Norrie. Should be calling in possibly even in the first hour today. We'll get some new, fresh updates and reports from the Bilderberg Conference. Alex Jones and many other great patriots up there covering that event. We've got a full boat show for you today. Joining us in the second hour will be Rick Siegel. He is the video publisher, editor, and filmmaker of 9/11 Eyewitness, a great new film that has really been making the rounds on the Internet. We'll be proud to have Rick Siegel joining us in the second hour. We're also going to run a lot of open phones today. Love to do that on Friday, Open Phone Fridays. It's a tradition, and we're going to continue that tradition. The number to call in is 800-259-9231. Now, are you folks as sick as I am of the Zakawi story? Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll try to keep breaking it down for you today. But this got so bad for me, and I'm sure a lot of you can sympathize with this. It got so bad for me that I couldn't even turn on the TV to watch the news yesterday. And I'm sure that that will continue for the next week as these neocons, their controllers, and the controlled established media continue to glad hand and pat each other on the back for a job well done in taking out Patsy number two of Al-Qaeda, Abu Zakawi. But there are a number of breaking details, and we'll be happy to go into that with you. But I have just never been so absolutely appalled by the news. Usually what I can do, and maybe a lot of you do this as well, I can watch Hardball, or I can watch some of the cable news, or I could read a newspaper, and I'll glean some information, some valuable information spun and embedded in the warped disinformation and psychological operations that comes our way and presents itself as quote-unquote news. But this has just been so bad. So many people jumping on this bandwagon. It is absolutely mind-boggling to me. What about you? To even see the so-called alternative news websites, well, sometimes you must just go ahead and read Democrat into that, even seeing them jump on board to this, despite all of the information that has been reported about Zakawi over the years, it's just absolutely astounding to me. When we say that GCN Radio Network is your first source of alternative news, we might need to change that to the alternative to the alternative. This is Rebel Underground News, though I believe just about everything we say, well, I hope everything we say can be backed up 100% verified and documented. We do the best we can. Sometimes, you know, you fly by the seat of your pants. We're working very hard to get a lot of information out to you very quickly, and the facts constantly evolve, so as that happens, of course, we make a number of corrections. What I do want to talk about and start the program off with today, and we'll spend a little time on this, there is a new breaking news story. It's just roughly about 2-3 days old at this point regarding Osama bin Laden, and this is the great thing about alternative websites. Well, this, again, might be the alternative to the alternative. And it has to do with Osama bin Laden and no hard evidence connecting bin Laden to 9/11. Well, a lot of us have suspected that all along, but there has been an ongoing investigation. The past weekend, a thought-provoking email circulated through the Internet news groups bringing attention to the FBI's most wanted list, the webpage for Osama bin Laden. And in the wanted poster for bin Laden, there is no mention that he is wanted for 9/11. Why is that? We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The one and only GCN Radio Network, the alternative till the alternative. I have to remember to say that. Alternative just isn't good enough anymore. Alternative has become mainstream, as I know a lot of you complain about, and I'm always watching out for that. 1-800-259-9231. The lines are already jammed. We're going to continue to take calls here through the first hour and throughout the program today. I'll go right to your calls here in just about a minute, so hold on. We're also going to be playing a Keith Olbermann clip, thrashing Ann Coulter. Genius clip. Very good stuff, Keith Olbermann. Quite entertaining, I do have to say. We'll play that sometime, hopefully, during the first hour here, or at least before the program is over. I was talking about something that has kind of slipped by a lot of us, that Osama bin Laden on his FBI Most Wanted poster isn't wanted for 9/11. Why would that be? Well, the Muckraker report decided to go ahead and follow up on this. They contacted FBI headquarters to learn why bin Laden's Most Wanted poster did not indicate that Osama was also wanted in connection with 9/11. The Muckraker Report spoke with Rex Toome, there's a name for you, chief of investigative publicity for the FBI. When asked why there was no mention of 9/11 on bin Laden's Most Wanted webpage, Toome said, "The reason why 9/11 is not mentioned on Osama bin Laden's Most Wanted page is because the FBI has, quote, no hard evidence connecting bin Laden to 9/11. That's something you don't often hear into the newspapers or on your cable news shows or in the establishment media as a whole. But the FBI openly admits it. Surprised by the ease in which this FBI spokesman made such an astonishing statement. Muckraker asked, how is this possible? Good question. Toom continued, quote, Bin Laden has not been formally charged in connection to 9/11. Did you know that? I did not know that, Jack. Well, we know he might have had something to do with it. We know he's never really admitted to having anything to do with it. We know that the evidence is rather faulty, unless you include the phony passport that floated down through the fiery World Trade Center towers, which later was redacted. They admitted that they never did find that passport. That was, again, on page A17 of some European newspaper. The muckraker continued to ask, well, how does that work? And Toom continued, the FBI gathered evidence. Once evidence is gathered, it is turned over to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice then decides whether it has enough evidence to present to a federal grand jury. In the case of the 1998 United States embassies being bombed, Bin Laden had been formally indicted and charged by a grand jury. He has not been formally indicted and charged in connection with 9/11 because the FBI has no hard evidence connected to Bin Laden and 9/11. The second time, Mr. Toom, Agent Toom, admits again, quote-unquote, no hard evidence connecting Bin Laden to 9/11. Now, with no hard evidence, with no case by the Justice Department, not even included on the FBI wanted poster, should one ask why we are engaged in this global war on terror, why we have spent upteen billions of dollars looking at trillions of dollars hunting down Bin Laden? Maybe this is why George W. Bush isn't as concerned to find Bin Laden as we might think. Of course, again, we could slip right in this little spot right here, Bin Laden somewhere on ice, ready to be rolled out exactly when the rogue Cheney Bush team might just need them. Story continues, it shouldn't take too long before the full meaning of these FBI statements start to prick your brain and raise your blood pressure. If you think the way Muckraker is thinking here, in order, the quick order, you will be wrestling with a barrage of a very powerful question that must be answered. First and foremost, that the U.S. government does not have enough hard evidence connecting Bin Laden to 9/11. How is it possible that it had enough evidence to invade Afghanistan and smoke him out of his cave? The federal government claims to have invaded Afghanistan to root out Bin Laden and the Taliban. But remember now, the Taliban being embraced by Yale University, by the UAE, one of our business partners, etc., etc. Through the talking heads in the mainstream media, the Bush administration told the American people that Osama bin Laden was public enemy number one and responsible for the deaths of nearly 3,000 people on September 11th. Nearly 5 years later, the FBI, that so-called... is supposed to be on board with this, says again, it has no hard evidence connecting bin Laden to 9/11. Next, of course, is the bin Laden confession, quote-unquote confession video, that was released by the U.S. government on December 13th, 2001. Most Americans remember this video. It was the video showing the fat bin Laden with a few of his comrades recounting with delight the September 11th terrorist attacks against the United States. The Department of Defense issued a press release accompanying this video in which Secretary of Defense Donald H. Rumsfeld said there was no doubt of bin Laden's responsibility in the September 11th attacks before the tape was discovered. What Rumsfeld implied by his statement was that bin Laden was the known mastermind behind 9/11 even before the confession video, which again has been proven fake over and over again. The BBC News article reporting the 9/11 confession video release, President Bush is said to have been hesitant to release the tape because he knew it would be a vivid reminder to many people of their loss and that they might be discovered. But he also knew it would be a devastating declaration of bin Laden's guilt. We're going to get him, said President Bush, dead or alive. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever happened to that? We can go on and on and on with this, but I think that's a very interesting revelation. I'm glad people are out investigating this. I'm glad people are hammering the FBI to get answers to these questions. The entire war on Al-Qaeda, the entire war on bin Laden, seems to be being waged under phony pretexts, according to the FBI. You're welcome to comment on that. We've got a lot of news to report, and we're going to take a lot of your calls today, a lot of guests coming up. We had originally scheduled one of the 9/11 widows. It appears that they will not be joining us on the program today. They strictly said on the Ann Coulter story, they do not want to feed into this publicity stunt anymore, and we have to, again, honor that. So, unfortunately, they will not be joining us today, though, again, we do have Rick Siegel, 9/11 eyewitness. 9/11 eyewitness, right, Kevin?
.com
is the website. 9/11 eyewitness is the video. Rick will be joining us here at the top of the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. First up is Moses in Texas. Moses, thank you for joining us. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jack. First of all, I'll give compliments to GCN because info that they give out is valuable, especially some of the callers, Jeff and Mass, and my fellow Texans, Rita and Rodney in Texas. I hear a lot of talk about PSYOPs, Jack, but which is true, but I'd spell it SCIOPs. I have a question for you, Jack, real quick.
Sure.
Do you agree that CNC for assassination, I mean CIA, is the best at what they do?
No, I don't.
Who do you think is better?
I think the British intelligence is maybe a little better, and certainly some people could make the case that the Mossad is maybe one of the best at assassination. They've had a lot of practice.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and skip over that point. Well, the reason why I called, Jack, is because I want to talk about September 11th, or what I call the business of complicit terror. And I might be in the dark about the subject, and maybe you can bring, like, you know, Plato's allegory. You can bring me out of the dark and bring me to the light.
I'll do my best.
Okay?
I'll do my best.
Yeah. Well, like September 11th, what I call the business of complicit terror. The business side of it would be CDC Stein, or I mean Silverstein, and, well, latent or patent defects. Those buildings are coming down sooner or later because of business reasons. Complicit, well, that would be Pluton, New Egypt, Washington. Well, finally, let's get on to the terror, or what I see as, what y'all see as Al-Qaeda, and I see as Al-Qaeda. Now, I could take up your whole show debating with logic and deductive analysis, Mr. Blood, but I'll start by using Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City, and the First World Trade Center as to establish my argument. But
go ahead.
I have a couple of quick points, and then I'll get off the air.
Sure, go ahead.
Point one, are you familiar with sacred British geometry? Point two, there were some terrorists that were involved in a 9/11 plot. Excuse me, 9/11.
Well, let's take these one point at a time if we could, and I'll make my answers pretty quick. Yes, I am very familiar with sacred geometry going back even to Sumer in Egypt. That would be a yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Then point number two, there were terrorists involved. Well, there were two terrorists involved in the 9/11 plot that were arrested in Dallas that were on the way to San Antonio, but had a flight plan to go to San Diego, but conspicuously they kind of just dropped off the map. I hate to digress for a minute, but you're talking about the media, Jack, and how sometimes you can pick up some info off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the television media is an addiction of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You have to basically sit through like 2-3 hours of nothing to get like 1 minute of good info.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, and if you look at the ticker on the bottom, then that's where all the real info is at.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I've driven myself crazy trying to keep up with what's on TV and read the ticker at the same time. You know, and you're right, Moses, a lot of the news that was reported and that we know about 9/11, like in any event, was reported immediately as the event was happening before the compartmentalized media could be reeled in.
Sure. I have like one more quick point, and I'll jump off there.
Mm-hmm.
If bin Laden is who you say he is as a CNC for assassination, CIA patsy, and Musawi is who you say he is, then why would the day after Musawi was sentenced in his trial, why would bin Laden make a tape calling Musawi?
That wasn't bin Laden, and according to all the experts, bin Laden has been dead at least for the last year or two, and I believe he's been dead since 2001, according to Pervez Musharraf, Ahmed Karzai, and a number of key players in that particular region. As he's on kidney dialysis machines, and he's on the run living in the mountains somewhere.
With a wooden leg. Well, not a cigar, with a wooden leg.
Sure. That's why it's contradictory, and it's meant to be contradictory, and it's meant to confuse you.
Well, that's what CNC for assassination, confused conspiracy, CNC for assassination.
Right.
And Musharraf would kind of be caught in the middle, but I hear you on that point. And lastly, I had a take on I had one more. If Al-Qaeda, who, as you say, they are, then why would they mail anthrax to their own boys in Washington and the media To me, that would be like taking.
As you, I understand the question. As you know, Al-Qaeda wouldn't have the opportunity to have the weaponized anthrax that was sent to all of the enemies of the Bush administration just after 9/11. Of course, we always have to note when we talk about that that the Bush administration not only had, as you mentioned earlier, the business end of this, a financial investment with the Carlyle Group into Bioport, but they were on Cipro, the antidote for anthrax, even before the anthrax attacks happened. Hey, good call, Moses. Major improvement. Keep up the good work. We'll be right back, folks.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Deep behind enemy lines, that is an understatement. to welcome fellow enemies of the state. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Of course, my show follows Alex's show every day on this very network, 2 to 4 p.m. on this very network, your alternative to the alternative news. It's harder to say, but it is much more effective and much more accurate. My website is jackblood.com. Got daily news headlines over there, including this story of this FBI investigation where the FBI again says no hard evidence connecting bin Laden to 9/11. I'd like to get your comments on that. 1-800-259-9231. Before we go right back to your calls, this is hot off the presses. Yahoo News. Bush says U.S. troops out only after quote-unquote victory in Iraq. When is victory going to come? If victory ever comes, we're going to get out. Now, of course, in the world of Orwellian doublespeak and doublethink, victory means absolute total failure and total chaos. So once total chaos and total failure has been achieved, then the U.S. troops might get out. But of course, as we have spoken to a number of high-level experts on this, they are building lavish embassies that actually put Saddam Hussein's palaces to shame. I wonder what the Iraqi people think about that. We went in there to not nation build, because we remember George W. Bush said if we begin or continue nation building that we're going to have serious problems coming down the road. That's a direct quote from President Bush while he was running for selection in 2000. But if you thought we were getting out, I don't know, I doubt anyone in this audience ever thought we were getting out there. Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist of the World Bank, put the estimate of the cost of Iraq at $2 trillion. Is it worth it? But I wonder what the Iraqi people think. We replaced Saddam Hussein because he killed his own people, murdered his own people. The evidence of that, I'm sure it's there in some capacity, but it's very shaky. Most of the claims that have been made by the coalition against Saddam Hussein, and I am no Saddam Hussein apologist because he was certainly one of their men, a secret society member from the Safari Club, of course, former hitman put into power as a dictator in Iraq. So I'm not defending Saddam Hussein, but it just seems very obvious to me if you're an Iraqi, maybe you're better off if maybe you're better off if you're a Shiite, if you're a Sunni. You're certainly not better off if you are the average blue-collar or poverty-stricken Iraqi. And you'll notice a lot of death continues. A lot more palaces are continuing to be built. But, yeah, here's Bush's latest statement on Iraq. I'm sure this is going to really help the polls, isn't it, folks? The approval rating for this war roughly at around 35% now. I'm sure this is really going to boost his approval ratings. A lot more news to cover on the show, but let's go right back to your calls while we have the time. 800-259-9231. There's starting to be a new slogan for the summer of 2006. It's starting to be called the Summer of Fear. This, of course, represents the multiple psyops that we're already seeing here early in the summer of 2006. Remember the Summer of Love? After the drugs came in by the CIA, we remember the Summer of Hate. And now, of course, here we are in 2006, the Summer of Fear. I know you will not be afraid. Zach in Dallas, Texas, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good.
Yeah, it's funny you brought up about the FBI, because I went in and did a fire extinguisher inspection on the FBI building down in Austin about 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Echelon building is up on 183, those big black ones, those are the FBI buildings. The IRS is in one as well. But as I was in there doing it, I noticed the poster of Bin Laden as well, and asked the guy at the front, you know, why isn't 9/11 on there? You know, why isn't he wanted for that?
Good for you. What do you say?
The best answer he could come up with, he was a little uncomfortable, was, well, we all know that he was responsible for that, you know. And it was just kind of humorous.
Blatant obfuscation is a word I like to use a lot on my programs. But, I mean, here you have the spokesperson for the FBI fully admitting there's no hard evidence connecting Bin Laden to 9/11. Maybe you,
right.
should tell that guy that the next time you go there and do your job.
Well, I got escorted around to every room in there, even all the highest security ones. And funny enough, a week later they called and wanted to speak with me about some unrelated incident. I thought it was kind of strange. I never stopped in there. But the reason I was calling was a little more of your Summer of Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Numerology. I was starting to look at, we had the 666 just recently, but coming up is the summer solstice on the 21st.
Yeah.
And they actually, on all the calendars, have a time on there as well. And of the day, and if you added, if the numerology of the month, day, and year is a 9, and the numerology of the time is an 11, so that would make that 9-11.
You know, if you're still hanging around and listening when my program comes on in just about 3 hours here, we're going to have Tex Mars on, and he is an expert in this, and I would bring this up to him.
All right.
I can comment on it, but why, when we got an expert like Tex Mars? We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Suffice to say, the global super elite, I call them the Neo-Pharaohs, and their matrix moles, their stooges, love numerology, love occult, love sacred geometry. This is why this topic often comes up on the program, and I don't put a lot of credence in it. I don't use it myself, but I do pay attention to it because sometimes it could carry a warning or even a corporate logo. Again, Tex Mars joining me on Deadline Live today. His book, Codex Magica, is brilliant. Secret signs, mysterious symbols, and hidden codes of the Illuminati. And you can get that right here at Infowars.com. Great, great book. And we're actually going to be giving a few of those away, I believe, today to some of our club members and even just you regular listeners. Not that you're any better or worse, but we love our club members because they support us. Let's just go right back to the phones. We got a great Overman clip to play here. We're waiting for an update from Alex Jones from the Bilderberg Conference in Ottawa, Canada. And then we have Rick Siegel joining us talking about his film, 9/11 Eyewitness, the Hoboken film, as it is often referred to. And that should be very interesting indeed. Let's just go right back to the phones, 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex today. Alex, we'll be back on Monday. I know you all can't wait to hear Alex Jones back in the chair, but I'm doing the best I can. Who can fill Alex's shoes? Many people have tried. Many people have failed. I just do the very best I can, and that's all I can do. Jason in Maryland, thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, Jack. Did I just hear you say that you're giving away the book Codex Magica?
If you are a club member of my club, I give away a lot of books and videos to my club members. But today, we'll have trivia questions and callers on my program to win this book. Yes, we have a couple of copies, thanks to Tech Mars.
Great.
But if you can't win one, I want people to call Infowars.com and get one. It's one of the most brilliant books I've ever read. It is so fascinating, full of so many pictures. It will, I mean, despite, I thought I knew a lot, okay? I didn't know as much as this. I learned so much reading this book, and very, very interesting stuff. But that answers that question.
Well, Tex has always got great information. My question is, I heard or read, I can't recall, back in the 40s, that the government had done some psyops with subliminal messages, in as much as they, in movie theaters across the country, had begun a program of flashing the word popcorn and different words and increasing the sales thereof astronomically, and realizing that the technology has increased exponentially. I suppose that the computer doubles its ability every 18 months, from what I've heard. Do you know anything about what I was just talking about?
Sure, absolutely. Of course, there was a big scandal back in the 80s all about this when Madison Avenue was caught using what they call embeds. This is right out of, if you've ever seen the movie They Live with Roddy Piper, it's really kind of a great explanation of this. You get the special sunglasses and you can see that all the billboards that carry all the corporate logos really just say, submit, obey, okay? But they're actually called embeds, which kind of refers to embedded reporters in Iraq. I mean, there's some kind of a connection there, I think, that you can make. But they were supposed to be eradicated back in the 80s when it was originally discovered. And what happened was, I can't remember the name of the person that brought this to light, but it became such a scandal that they had to, again, do a phony investigation. They had to do a problem reaction solution scenario on that. And they vowed that this would never happen again. Well, you better believe it happens again. Not only that, you people out there who have children and have children watching cartoons and watching educational programming, you better be aware that there are not only messages embedded subliminally, both in audio and video, but there is also flashing on the screen that can actually put children into convulsions. You need to be very aware of this. I believe that if you have protection, if you are awake and you have that filter, that screen, put up, you can actually witness this stuff and it won't harm you. I believe that, but it is very dangerous, and you're right. It does go on, Jason. It happens, and I think we need to do a little more investigating into it.
I have, in fact, because I have an 11-year-old son, watched cartoons at length when I was just coming to understand, you know, my eyes were being opened by Alex and his ilk. So I started watching what my son was watching and was amazed that other than subliminally, I mean, the occult symbology in the cartoons is replete. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Why do you think they call it programming? Now
right,
we
right.
have 500 channels of programming or more. We're very careful what we let our child watch in our family. Very little TV, a lot of reading, and he's almost 3 years old, and he is way ahead of the curve. But be very careful about that, folks. Very careful. Anything else, Jason?
Yeah, two final questions. One relating to your last caller, and one to what I just asked. Do you know of a website where I could study about this subliminal programming? And two, can you reiterate how 9/11 will pop up on the summer solstice on June 21st. I didn't quite catch what that fellow was saying.
I'm not sure if he was referring to that. That could be. You see, there's a lot of key dates, and again, Tex will go over that with us in a few hours on Deadline Live. There are a few key dates that you watch. Obviously, a lot of people were looking very closely at 6606 as a possible date, but the more we're on to them about this, the less likely that something will actually happen. But they love doing this, and it has to do with a Freemasonic code that you kind of have to take responsibility for what you do. You have to tell the people in advance for what you do, which somehow alleviates you of some of the responsibility and guilt involved in your evil deeds. I wouldn't put a whole lot of credence into this, but, you know, we do try to watch it. As far as how to learn more about embedded subliminals, I'd have to say personally, this isn't an Alex Jones endorsement, but I would personally go to David Icke for that information. I went to a conference that he did. He had a major PowerPoint presentation on this, and it is absolutely astounding, and I would recommend probably Tales from the Time Loop for one of the best resources on that subject.
David Icke's website is just davidicke.com.
That's it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call, Jason. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. How are you, buddy?
Very good. Thanks for not saying hi, Jack, by the way. Appreciate that.
Oh, no. Hey, you sound almost as classy as that felon Alex Jones. That's a joke. Anyway, you know,
we're both thought criminals and enemies of the state.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what? What's amazing to me is I was talking to a buddy today, and he actually had sued then Governor Bush down here in Texas, and he actually won, and he actually warned a lot of people what would happen if we got him into office. And you know what? He's been 100% true. But he brought up an interesting point to me today, and God dang it, you know what? People need to wake up there. If Ann Coulter is flapping her lips off, then you know what? The Democrats need to get real aggressive and correlate her with George Bush and say, you know, George Bush...
Why don't they do that?
I don't understand, because what she did was she attacked people who died, and I basically was going to throw something to the TV, but I want all these Christians that put George Bush into office... I want the Democrats to get aggressive, and if you got to get rid of Howard Dean...
Look, and she accuses... Let me just interrupt you. I'm sorry to do
that.
It's not usually my style, but I want to cut in before we lose our train of thought here. You know, I mean, here we have... potentially Christine Brattweiser joining us today, all right? Here's the perfect chance they're accused of being Democrats, of backing John Kerry, and maybe that's an accusation that would be hard to avoid for them. But here is a chance for the Democratic Party to really latch on to something that's going to be in the public entertainment foray, and to really use it to their advantage. And every time something comes along, I mean, there's a scandal every week, Mike. They never seem to latch on to anything and put up any kind of a real fight, and that only proves that they're gatekeepers and controlled opposition.
It bothers me because I have my girlfriend who used to be, and you're going to love this one, my girlfriend used to be a Sean Hannity lover, and that was in 2000, and I continually, because of guys like you and Alex Jones, we've had a number of conversations, and again, this really bothers me. Why is not somebody out there going, hey, you know what, let's run a commercial now where, you know what, all of a sudden Ann Coulter is the spokesman for George Bush and say, you know, I mean, let's get George Bush to say...
Well, this is what the Republicans do. I mean, whenever Howard Zinn opens up his mouth, or Noam Chomsky, or any of these far-left people, they instantly lump them in with any Democrat, centrist, or otherwise. This has been a tactic of theirs now for the last 8 years, or even going back to the Contract with America, and it's worked flawlessly for them. So again, we have to ask ourselves a question, trying to use logic and common sense. If the Democrats really were seeking power, and we kind of hope for gridlock here, this is one of the things we dream about, but if they really were serious about trying to win elections and spend the billions of dollars that you great Americans are sending them to try to give us some semblance of freedom and liberty here, again, an honest contribution, not getting an honest result, then they would get out and they would use all of this stuff to their advantage. They don't, and the reason they don't is for the same reason that Bill Clinton really couldn't go after George Bush and vice versa, because they're in it together. And if you start digging and you find out what the connections are, the American people will overthrow the one-party system. Simple as that.
I want to thank you for you're a good man, and it's great to come to this show every day, and I hope somebody out there you know, starts tapping into this, because we need to get aggressive, because this is what Karl Rove would be doing. And if people
yeah.
don't think that, yes, he would.
Well, let's get aggressive and use your point to, again, prove the fact that there's a one-party system and the Democrats aren't going to come save us from Bush.
Yep.
We,
hey, Jack,
we have to get that out to people, and I don't want to have the solution be third parties either. We, you know, I still have some faith left in politics. We had Ron Paul on our show yesterday, and, you know, he does a pretty good job. So, look, I mean, it's candidates that we need, vetted candidates that are able to give us full disclosure on their activities, that don't take money from lobbyists or special interest groups, that aren't under the thumb of the Council on Foreign Relations or any of the roundtable groups or the think tanks. If we can do that and we can get that out to people, we might begin to wake people up and start changing things.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call, Mike. You rock, man. Have a good weekend. Fred in Philly, always one of my favorite callers. Fred, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. I think the issue of the arrest warrant for Osama bin Laden is interesting, because I saw a copy of the Interpol arrest warrant, published a photocopy of it in a book from a European author, and it doesn't seem to really meet the requirements of a standard arrest warrant.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Also, I think the kind of scandals that have been discovered in the last 5 years have not unseated this policy, because they haven't the average person has not made the connection between themselves and like, for example, indefinite detention or execution of an American, whether it's at home or.
Well, why worry about it until it happens to you? I mean, so what? Your neighbors are being taken through rendition and sent to Poland or Egypt or something. They just disappear for 2 years. Nobody knows where they went. As long as it doesn't happen to you, who cares?
Yeah. Well, did you hear about the...
I'm being sarcastic with people that didn't get that. I just want to make sure people know.
The Aaron Brown, and who works on CNN News.
I know Aaron very well. I grew up in Seattle where he came up on TV. Go ahead.
Well, he had a story about the CIA. This is a few years ago, where the CIA had declared its power to simply eliminate an American on American soil, not arrest an American, and not kill an American because of, let's say, a hostage situation, but simply eliminate a political opponent that way.
Yeah.
And his news editor, David Borman, squelched the story, and that was covered on a Now episode, the David Brancaccio series, how David Borman squashed the story that Aaron Brown was going to air.
It's not a big secret, though, Fred. I have a story on my website, Mainstream Media, that Bush has already bragged that he has the power to assassinate anybody he wants. What's even more concerning is that about a year and a half ago, Israel came out and said, well, we'd like to assassinate people in the United States that we feel are enemies of Israel, much like they do in Palestine on a daily basis. And it was all perfectly cleared, perfectly
Bush. I think that's already clear from documents, but, you know, the average person doesn't read documents.
Do they read my website? I mean, I break it down for people in two paragraphs. There's not going to be a lot of homework here.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the average person is afraid. So when you combine fear and ignorance, you're going to have the result that you apparently
have. A very toxic mix. Yeah.
Right, bye-bye.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Fred, man. Appreciate the call. You keep the faith, buddy. Tyler in Washington State, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, can you hear me, Jack?
I can.
Okay, well, I got a cell phone. I'll make this quick. I've been watching this, news network with the Owls of Cowrie network, you know, like you said, I'm sick and tired of seeing.
How can you watch it? I couldn't watch 10 seconds of it before I was exasperated.
Well, you know, my wife, I was telling her, because I just laughed about it, I was like, hey, honey, here we are in this house, which is bigger than that house I saw get bombed. And, you know, they dropped two bombs that were the size of a Chevy big block.
Carpet bombs.
Through this house. With military high-grade explosives and maybe tweezers, maybe a spatula to find my DNA, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
Here's this guy who's they clean him up and he looks pretty good. You know what I mean? Dak is like, hey, what are you guys thinking here? You know, they wouldn't find enough of that guy to, you know, show
him out. Norrie made a good point about this last night on Coast to Coast. I mean, he didn't go into it as extensively as we might have here on the Alex Jones Show, but he did ask a very important question. Where are the rest of the people? If we could drag Zakawi out in perfect condition, where are the other bodies? Can we see what happened to those? But, you know, since we're supposedly, quote-unquote, conspiracy theorists, okay, let me give you a conspiracy theory. Look, this is called editorial, folks. Everybody does it from Rush Limbaugh on down. And I'll give you my take on this, and that is the guy that came out in that video a month or two ago where the first time we saw Zakawi had trouble operating his Kalashnikov, okay?
Yeah,
this was the volunteered patsy who probably had no idea that he would be poisoned or killed, put on ice, and rolled out in this phony assassination that we're all seeing today on the front page of the newspaper.
Exactly. Hey, I was going to ask you, since you're going to talk to Tex Mars, can you ask him how familiar he is with the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, a.k.a. Rosenbaum?
He's not only read it, but he studied it extensively.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that is a big 800-page volume of Philip Drew Esquire, if you're familiar with that book, by Colonel House, who was, you know, Wilson's Karl Rove, so to speak.
Well, I'll put it to him. We'll see what he says. Thanks for the call, Tyler. Appreciate it. We're just about to go to break. I didn't want to try to play this Ann Coulter clip. We might have time in the next segment. We might not. I'll definitely get it in here before the end of the show. It's pretty funny. Olbermann's coming along. Must be our... Hey, Keith. I just want to say hi, Keith. Good that you listen to the Alex Jones Show, and you're picking up a few points here. Keep listening, buddy. We're working with you. We'll be right back after this. You listen to the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hyper today. Could be, I take a supplement called Enerfood. It's just fantastic. It gets me really going. But I am really, really excited about the Super Bowl of all 9/11 conferences, and that is the conference that will be organized and held by Alex Jones here in just about 2 weeks, June 24th to June 25th in Los Angeles, the American Scholars Symposium. Some of the most renowned experts, the most credible witnesses and experts on 9/11 will be present. A lot of surprises. And I'm glad to see, I mean, hey, we don't know. This could be the biggest 9/11 event we've ever had and ever will have. I assume that they'll just get bigger and bigger and bigger from here. But to my objective mind, I really believe that this is the biggest one we've had so far. You're really not going to want to miss this. I'm getting really excited to go. I haven't been to Los Angeles for a long time. I lived in the police state of California for many years. But I'm excited to go back, see my old friends, see all of you, meet all of you, see a preview of the new Alex Jones film. And I got to tell you, folks, I got a sneak preview last night in the InfoWars studio. If you think the other videos are good, you're going to be blown away by this new video. It is absolutely amazing. But I want everybody to get out to this 9/11 conference. Tickets are going fast, okay? We're closing into the event itself. You're going to need to go to InfoWars.com and get those tickets ASAP. While you still can, you're going to kick yourself if you don't go to this conference. You're going to hear so much exuberance coming out of Los Angeles this conference. If you don't go, you're going to be really mad at yourself. Go ahead and if you're saving up for something, maybe you're thinking about taking a vacation, this is the time to do it. I want to meet everybody there, and I want to see everybody there, and I know you're going to have a blast, a two-day event with some renowned speakers such as Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, Colonel Bob Bowman, one of the designers of the Star Wars program, been on this program, Professor James Fetzer of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth, Webster Griffin Tarpley, who is just amazing. Every time he speaks, I learn something from him. Of course, Professor Stephen Jones will be making a appearance there. Dylan Avery will be there, and a lot of surprises. Of course, Alex Jones giving a keynote address speech. Want to see everybody out there. You can call for tickets at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You'll also be the first to see this new movie, which, as I say, is simply amazing. 888-253-3139, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. While you're there and while you call in, ask about some of the specials on the past videos, including the famous 9/11 Road to Tyranny. That had a lot to do with my education. I've watched that probably about 80 times, and I always seem to learn something new. And Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, another great film. And I think it's adequately put. That's four documentaries in one. You're literally getting four documentaries for one price. Also, if you join Prison Planet TV, you get all of this stuff for one very low price. That's usually the way you want to do it if you're, like me, on a budget. But support this radio broadcast. Support Alex Jones so he can continue to grow and take this message to the masses. I don't know how many of you could deny that Alex Jones has expanded exponentially over the years. InfoWars.com is becoming one of the most well-visited sites on the entire internet, and it's due to the support you have given this network and this program. Thank you so much for that, folks. We'll come right back. We'll talk to our guest, Rick Siegel, 9/11 eyewitness, the Hoboken video, coming up right after this. We'll see you in about 70 seconds. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network. Stay tuned.
you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.